Bezras Hashem, let's begin. Parshas Re'eh. So the first pasuk reads, "Re'ani nosing ibnechem hayom bracha uklala." I'm giving you a bracha and a klala. So Rashi says that bracha and klala here refer to the upcoming bracha and klala, which will be discussed in a few psukim on Hargizim and Hareval. So this pasuk is introducing what will be addressed a few psukim later. The Ramban argues on Rashi. The Ramban says, no, that hasn't been mentioned yet. And the Ramban says this pasuk is referring that Hashem is giving us the derech bracha and derech klala, i.e. b'chira chafshis. The Ramban says this pasuk, the first pasuk of Re'eh, is introducing the yesod of b'chira chafshis. So then the Ramban raises a question, but we have B'chir Chavshis again in Parshas Nitzavim. It's a whole section there in the Chumash, in Perek Lamed, where the Torah presents B'chir Chavshis. It says, V'charta V'chaim. So the question becomes, according to the Ramban, why is B'chir Chavshis mentioned twice? According to Rashi, it's not a question. According to the Ramban, it's a question. Why is it mentioned twice? So Rav Soloveitchik discussed this, and he explained that the Ramban himself relates to this, and the Rav either was explaining the Ramban or saying it his own way. There is Bechira Chavshis before Tshuv, before Chait, and Bechira Chavshis after Chait. Here the Torah is presenting Bechira Chavshis, regular Bechira Chavshis. In Nitzavim, in the section in the Chumash that's right before Bechira Chavshis, the Torah mentions the mitzvah of tshuva. Now that already is a different thing. To use your Bechira Chavshis to do tshuva is much more challenging. Once a person is involved in chait, once a person has developed, Rachmana Litzlan, a habit, he's doing a chait, and it's much more difficult to stop. So you might say to yourself, look, regular Bechira Chavshis, I have. But to believe that I have control, that even after doing a chait, even after maybe repeating a chait, I still can have the heroic strength to do tshuva, that's too much. So Hashem emphasizes, no, you have the ability. And that's why there's a second parsha of Bechira Chavshis in Nitzavim after the Torah gives the mitzvah of tshuva. Oh. The second pasuk reads in the parsha, Es habracha asher tishmu. And the third pasuk is, Vakhala im lo tishmu, if you don't listen. So the chorah, there's a word missing in the second pasuk. It doesn't say, if you listen to the mitzvos, then you'll get the bracha. In the third pasuk, it says, if you don't listen, you'll have a klala. But in the second pasuk, the pasuk reads, Es habracha asher tishmu, that you listen. So here, some of Farshim say, and I'm quoting from the Darash Moshe, of Moshe Feinstein, but others say a similar idea. The Torah here is teaching us a yesod. That of course, if you do mitzvot, you'll get a bracha, you'll get reward. But the Torah is teaching you that aside from the reward of Olam Haba, the reward of Schar, keeping the mitzvos is itself the reward. That you listen. A person who does the mitzvos ends up being happier and more settled with his life. When a person feels he's accomplishing, when a person feels that sense of deep, deep satisfaction, that itself is a bracha. Es habracha asher tishmu, that you listen. It's the greatest bracha. Reb Nevinzal Shlita says often that when Jews keep mitzvos, you don't just get olam haba, you get olam hazeh too. It's the deep, deep inner sense of satisfaction that I'm doing the right thing. Our neshama doesn't want us to do mitzvos, and when we're doing mitzvos, we feel it. And you feel that you have that internal feeling, and that's what's happening here. Also, a person who does mitzvos and has emunah and belief in Hashem, then he's more likely to be besimcha. He believes he has whatever he needs. Whatever Hashem gives him is what he needs. It's also a source of simcha. So a person who lives a Torah life, it's not just you get ultimate schar. But es habracha asher tishmu, that you listen itself, is the bracha. Okay. Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu refers to the crossing the Yarden. Ketem Rabin es Yarden, lovo l'reshet es ha'aretz. You're crossing the Yarden to come and take possession of the land. So what's the connection between crossing the Yarden and taking possession of the land? So Rashi explains that there's a direct connection. The Nisim, there were tremendous miracles. The Gemara describes in great the Psukim in Yehoshua, and the Gemara in Sota describes in great detail what happened when they crossed the Yarden. The Yarden split too. We always think about Kriyas Yamsuf, but there was Kriyas HaYarden. It split. The water stopped running, and when they crossed. So Rashi says, the Nisim of the Yarden, you simen biyerchem shetevo v'tirshu asaretz. It should be a simen that in the future you'll take possession of the land. In other words, all these miracles would give an Israel chizuk and a sense of being sure, confident, Hashem's with them. And just like he did miracles for us in crossing the Yarden, he'll help us fighting as well. Oh. Okay. The next Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Dalet. So, first the Psukim describe that you have to destroy all the Avodah Zarah and destroy the trees of Avodah Zarah, destroy the Mizbeachs of Avodah Zarah. And then it says, but lo sasun kein Hashem Elokeichem. But in contrast, whatever you're supposed to do to the Avodah Zarah, you can't do towards Hashem. You can't do towards the things you build for Hashem. So for example, you can't offer a karban just anywhere, only in the Beis HaMikdash. Or, just like there's a chiyuv to destroy Avodah Zarah, you can't, let's say, knock a stone off the Mizbeach. That's a lav. To take a piece, linotates Evan, knock a stone off the Mizbeach is aser. Because you're supposed to knock out all the stones, you're supposed to destroy the Mizbeachs of Avodah Zarah. You can't do that to the Beis HaMikdash. And then Rashi quotes a beautiful medrash, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, V'chisal al-daitcha sh'Yisrael notzin es ha-mizbechos. What, is it possible that a Jew would ever do that? Impossible, to destroy the altar, the Mizbeach, it can't be. El lo tasu k'masehem v'yigremu avonoseichem. The Pasuk is not saying don't destroy the Mizbeach, don't break the stones. The Pasuk is saying don't do Averos, which would bring about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Don't do the Averos that would bring it about. It's a different take on the Pashup Shat of the Psukim. Okay, let's continue. Okay, so here there's a very famous comment that Rashi has based on Chazal, that there's a remez to Torah Shebaal Peh in the Chumash. Oh, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Kaf Aleph. So the Torah is relating that Bnei Yisrael is going to get to Eretz Yisrael and they're going to settle the land, and they're going to want to eat. Now you can't. They're going to be so far from the Beis HaMikdash, they can't go to the Beis HaMikdash every time to offer carbon to eat meat. So they're going to do regular shechita in their homes, in their cities. So the pasuk reads, "Vizavach Vizavachta mi bekarcho mitzonecha, mitzoncha shenasan Hashem ucha kasher tzivi sicha, vechalta bisharecha, and you'll do shchita and eat in your cities. And it says kasher tzivi sicha, as I have commanded you. So the Torah here, the Torah Shebichsav here, is referencing that Hashem at some point had commanded them in shchita. The problem is, we don't have the details of shchita anywhere. So this is a remez to Torah Shebal Peh. Lamanu sheyesh tzivui bezvicha heyach yishchot v'zeu hilcho shchita shenemru l'moshe b'sinai. This is a reference to Torah Shebal Peh, Halacha Moshe Misinai, how to do Shechita properly. Because we don't find earlier that Hashem told Moshe about Shechita. So it must be that this pasuk is telling us, that there was a time that Hashem told Moshe about Shechita, even though it's not in the Chumash. Ooh, that's Torah Shebal Peh. So this is one of the makoros of a direct hint to Torah Shebal Peh in the Chumash itself. So Rav Moshe has a comment. Why did the Torah put the hint here by Hilchos Shechita? Of all the mitzvahs, why dafka this mitzvah? So Rav Moshe says because the mitzvah of Shechita relates to eating, and eating is a constant. And Hashem wanted us to always remember that there's Torah Shebal Peh. So the remez of Torah Shebal Peh relates to a day-to-day activity, a week-to-week, day-to-day activity, not something which only happens in a blue moon, because the remez to Torah Shebal Peh, Hashem wanted it to be more of a constant. That's Rav Moshe's comment in the Darash Moshe on why the remez is dafka over here. Okay. Good. Now, pasuk kaf hei. So the Torah says, don't drink the blood. Lo toch lenu, referring to dam. Leman yitab lecho v'necha acharecha. You get a lot of schar if you don't eat blood. You don't drink blood. Now this is interesting. Blood is something which a person is disgusted by. And the Torah still says that what? You get a lot of schar. So Rashi quotes here a kal v'chomer. Say umad, the great schar of mitzvos. Im hadam shenafshol shalodam kotza mimenu. A person's soul is disgusted by dam. Haparish mimenu zochelo luvano v'acharov. He'll get a lot of schar. The pasuk is promising a lot of schar for you and your descendants for not eating dam. Kal v'chomer. L'gezel v'arayish shenafshol adam yisavel lehem. You have a desire. And for money, for arayas, then certainly all the more so you get tremendous schar if you hold back from the Aveira. Beautiful idea. That the promise, there's a tremendous schar waiting for us. If you get schar even for quote-unquote an easy mitzvah, avoiding a disgusting lav is easy to do. And you get a lot of schar. So certainly you get a lot of schar for avoiding a challenging mitzvah. It's okay to think about the schar. It's okay to think about the schar. Chazal talk about schar a lot. And the Mefarshim talk about schar a lot. The Chafetz Chaim spoke about schar all the time. We need to be reminded of the schar in order to fight off the Eitz Sahara. The Mishnah says, don't be like servants who serve Hashem Amanasa Kabbal Pras. That means only for the sake of the reward. However, if a person does a mitzvah, or a person avoids an Aveira, A, because Hashem said so, and B, because they want the schar, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. The Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer Avas Chesed has a whole perek, Chelek Beis Perek Kaf Gimel. He develops the theme based on the majority of the Rishonim that if you do a mitzvah because Hashem commanded and you have in mind the schar, that's called Lishma. We would call that lo lishma. He quotes most Rishonim say that's lishma. That since you're doing the mitzvah because Hashem said so, It's a mitzvah shlema. That's called lishma. There's a higher level. If you don't have the schar in mind at all, that's a higher level of the Chafetz Chaim. I'll make up a term. I'll call it super lishma. But it's called lishma. Chafetz Chaim says this explicitly. It's a mitzvah shlema. It's lishma, even if you have in mind the schar. The Chafetz Chaim says if a person does a mitzvah only because they want the schar. Let's say a person wants honor in his shul, so he makes a big donation to tzedakah. He doesn't have in mind Hashem at all. He wants the honor in shul. That's called lo lishma. Let's say a person, lo aleinu, has somebody sick in the family, he wants me to get better, and somebody said, you know what, you give money, it'll help them get better. So okay, I'll try. And he gives tzedakah to help them get better. Not thinking about Hashem. Not because it's a mitzvah, because he thinks it'll help him get better. That's what his friends told him to do. So the Chafetz Chaim says, that's called lo lishma. If you're not thinking about Hashem's command at all, that's the definition of lo lishma. But if you have in mind the mitzvah, and you have in mind the schar, that's called lishma. Oh. Very beautiful idea. Okay. Next, in Pasuk Kaf Ches, Shmor v'shamate is called Rim Ha'ele Ashanochi Mitzaveka. Guard and listen to all of the mitzvahs. What does that mean? Guard and listen. So the Chafetz Chaim, so the Rashi says, and the Chazal say this elsewhere as well, Shemor means to learn, Mishnah. The only way that a person has a chance to keep the mitzvahs is if he learns first, Shemor v'shamata. Rashi says this earlier in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Vav. So the Torah is hinting to us you have to learn first in order to have a chance to keep the mitzvahs. Okay, later, toward the end of Perek Yud Beis, so the Pasuk reads, you're going to destroy the Goyim from Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to inherit the land, pick possession of the land. Beware, don't go after their ways. After they have been destroyed before you. So Rashi explains. Why were they destroyed? Because of their averus. You should take it to heart. Why were they destroyed? Because of their averus. So don't do the same thing. If you do averus, you'll be kicked out of the land too. This is an explicit pasuk. This is the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Achrimos, that if you do averus, you're kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says this pasuk is hinting to the same idea. That's why it mentions in. If they're already destroyed, so what are you worried about going after them? They're destroyed. The answer is you can't follow their ways. Don't follow the ways of the Goyim. Once you kick them out of Eretz Yisrael and all of their Avodah Zarah and all of that, if you follow their ways, you should know that just like they were kicked out because of their Averas, so then, Rachmana Litzlan, the same could happen to you. Okay, that's Perek Yud Beis. Okay, in Perek Yud Gimel, the Torah mentions Ir Anidachas. The story of Ir Anidachas, a city does Avodah Zarah, so the whole city, if a whole city does Avodah Zarah, the whole city is wiped out, and it's all destroyed. The Seraf Dabesh, it's burnt. You can't take anything from the city. Ir Anidachas. So the Pasuk reads towards the end of in Pasuk Yud Ches, you shouldn't take anything from the band's property. So Hashem should turn back his anger. V'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamcho v'hirbech. And Hashem will give you mercy and be merciful to you and multiply you, etc. So Hashem's giving you mercy, Very interesting phrase. Why is Hashem giving us mercy? So here there is a famous comment of the Netziv, and it parallels another more famous comment of the Netziv by Pinchas. After Pinchas was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim and killed Zimri and Kozbi Bas Tzur. So Hashem gives him a bracha, Esprisi Shalom, the special covenant of peace. Why does he get into a peace? So there are many pshatim. So the Netziv says that when you kill someone, even if you're killing them because you're supposed to kill them, but still you develop midos inside. A potential midah of cruelty, anger. So Hashem gave Pinchas the midah of that he won't develop the negative outcomes from killing another person. Again, what he did was a mitzvah, but still, the potential for the negative midos are there. So the Netziv says the same thing here. You killed out a whole city. The people that actually killed the Anshei Eir HaNidachas, the potential to develop inside the midah of cruelty is great. They just killed so many people. So the answer is Hashem gave them a special bracha. V'nosan l'cho rachamim. Hashem's going to put mercy, He'll give you mercy, that their midos should remain pure. This is a famous idea of the Netziv. These are the two places. By Pinchas and by the Eir HaNidachas, that those that are fulfilled the mitzvah, Hashem will give them a special bracha that they won't develop the bad midos that could ordinarily accompany doing such an action.